now we are going to change the number 7 into a way 4. Are you kept having this way 4?
Yes, Makas.
What do you think about the way forward?
Thank you, Chairperson. The way forward is to call the teachers to come to this. Chairperson. I said, thank you, Chairperson. No, Chairperson. It's just to call the teachers to come to this meeting. They must come and account and come and tell us about this budget. No? How can the 500,000 budget reduce to 100,000? Because now this, the 16 days years is coming. You know? What are we going to do now? You know? They must come, imagine, you must just write, you know? It's a very urgent meeting. We need them in this meeting to come and account to us.
So when is the last day of
Chair, with the greatest respect to you, but you, I really don't think you can schedule a meeting for the 23rd. I know, honestly, you are not going to give people here, and it's going to be a really important meeting, and it's going to fall flat. I mean, we know this committee, and it's the last day of Parliament. There won't be people here. So I think the time schedule a special meeting. Yeah, if you can, Chair, because otherwise it's not going to achieve its purpose. Let's be realistic.
Thank you.
if we're focusing on the problems, it's about the I'm just trying to give you a lead. It's about the not only the national office, the focal points as well. Because if we don't speak for them, we will be sorted out because you have spoken for us. But we won't have any efficiency. We're talking about the dysfunctional NGM. They crying about capacity and budget. So it should be known that it should go down to the focal point. Mm-hmm. And now this normal budget should be responsive to gender issues. We should not be regarded or treated as any other office, for an example in the presidency, that runs normal daily activities. Because if now we've got a process, the gender protocol, we need to see to it that gender, that protocol is signed. And there will be this upward mobility. Yes. So we need funds. If now, for an example, next year South Africa is chairing the SADC process. Imagine the printing of the those, even though some of the money comes from the gender secretary, I mean the SADC secretariat, that will be required to make. I'm seeing now Botswana is struggling with the printing. If you look at this thing, the printing only, for an example. It's 125. That is too little. The CFO should be trained. But I really don't see that happening. These are the financial people. Come and be trained on gender issues.
Just to bring up something else, which is not directly related to this, but this has the same kind of impact. The workshop we're planning for next Friday for the chairs of the different committees, have we had any response from the chairs of the committees? I mean, are people going to come, or are we going to have the same situation where the chairpersons don't come?
They always say they've done well.
We haven't we did send it's on the order paper, for instance, and also we did send invitation for members of our committee. So we haven't sent anything specifically to them, but we did send invitation through order paper and also for our committees.
We can't have a meeting without those chairs.
The chair, if the meeting for the chairs, we must invite the chairs specifically.
Yeah.
No, we're just putting it on the order paper. They're not going to come if you put it on the order paper.
They
must be invited and then followed up to see whether they're going to come or not.
We will do that today.
Because we are going to adopt the
With regard to the way forward, I think in that very meeting, let us also focus on the issue of capacity for the focal point. Because remember, the DGs didn't attend that other meeting. I also need your protection.